Okay, Gemara Masechet Menachot, and we're on Daf Samech Chet on the Amud. The Mishnah spoke about it was Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Meir said that immediately after they brought the Omer, so the merchants would bring out all their new goods, and that Shelo Beratzon Chachamim. The Chachamim weren't excited about that, and Rabbi Yehuda says Beratzon Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda said is Beratzon Chachamim. Right. So when Rabbi Yehuda said Sheberatzon Chachamim, Rashi says there, Delo Gazar Shema Yachel. Right, they weren't worried about a gzeira that if the merchants would bring out the new crops, produce from new crops before they actually brought the Omer, they would eat them. And therefore we didn't care, let them have them prepared in advance, right? And they could keep them in their stores and then bring them out straight after the Omer. Because the Surah on Nachila, the Marab pointed out, then we saw it in Rashi afterwards on of Samachet Amud Aleph, that there is an Isur to harvest with a magel. You only use your hand with a magal, right? You can only use your hand. That we saw afterwards. But nonetheless, if you did it properly, you could do it. So then the brighter said, what? The Gemara started with Rabbi Yehuda. Isn't Gozer? And we brought a brighter Rabbi Yehuda, right? From Psachim, I think it was, right? That he says there that the B'dik of the Arbasar, that Chachamim said, that Chachamim said that you can't check after the 6 hours. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no problem, check. Rabbi Yehuda said, you can't check, right? Rabbi Yehuda said that, no, he said, you can check, man. I'm right. But Rabbi Yehuda said, that there wasn't a problem. We're not going to be able to deal with lemeichamin. I agree with you because it seems strange. We had brought a bright Rabbi Yehuda said, "Bodkin or arbasar uva arbasar shachin ubishat tabir." Right, and Chachamim said you can't check. And then just quickly, the Rashi quickly, bishat tabir. He said up until the 6 hour, but from the 6 hour you couldn't check. And Chachamim said, right. And there he was. The reason why he stopped you checking from that time on was because Rashi brings it there that he's taka scared that if you come to check later on, in the time after you asked to eat chometz, you might come to eat. And Rabbanan argued with him, and they said, don't check during the omed, right? During the moed, at the time of the shreifa, at the 6 hours. You can even carry on checking afterwards, even to Pesach itself. So Rabbi Yehuda here does limit the time you can do bedikah as opposed to the time of the Omer. He isn't worried here. He is worried, and yet so therefore we see he does believe in making zeros if necessary. Some are rubbish, Ani Chadash, Rabbi says different, because Chadash, they all know they make it, do it by hand, and therefore there's a Hekeira, they're not going to come to eat the Chadash. With Pesach, they might come to eat the Chometz. Okay? That is where we were up to yesterday. So Amale, Abaya, that was Rabbah. Right, that was Rabbah. It was Rabbah. Said I'm a Rabbah. Sha'ani Chadash. Chadash is different because there's a. Who said Truma? Chadash. Chadash is different, not Truma. That Chadash is different because there is a Heker and you'll know not to eat it. Okay. So now Amar le Abaye. So Abaye says to Rabbah, Teinach Ketzira. That's all very nice. So you're telling me at the time of the actual harvesting when they do the Ketzira. There's a heke, they won't know to eat it. But what about tchina v'arkada, ma'ika, the later stages now when they start grinding it and what is arkada? What exactly is that? Sifting it. Le napot. Right? So how are you going to explain it then? Maybe then at that time they'll eat it. Still before the Omer, right? So he says, no, halokashia. Not a problem either way, because tchina berichid deyada, they use a hand-operated grinder. Look at Rashi there. Berichid deyada, derechai mit... Not electrical one. No, but you joke, though. Derechai mit galgeret beyad v'lo b'shamayim. They're water-operated ones. That's almost electricity, right? Because electricity comes from water, right? So they use like a water-operating one, like something like that. Thank you for the coffee. Right. Remember to get a biyad. And v'harkadah gabei napa. Or gabei napa. You see that? Which they would also have some sort of heker. They'd turn the napa over or something. How did they translate that? Al gabei napa? On the back of it, on the side of it? Turn it upside down. Okay, there we are. Al gabei. Right. What do yours, Kagumar, say?
On top of.
Okay, that was. They would have also some heker of how they would recognize it. Okay. Now the Gemara is like, that's also fine. Beit Hashlachin. But now we've got another problem. Why? Another question on this, making a difference here between Challah and Pesach. Because Beit Hashlachin, we've seen Beit Hashlachin before in our Gemaras. The concept of Beit Hashlachin is a very big field that doesn't have its own water source. Remember? You've got to bring water. So basically it needs to be irrigated. And because it needs to be irrigated, it gets dry very quickly. Right? So Beit Hashlachin, the Sharia Katsira. So here you're allowed Katsira. Right? It's now we got a Mishnah. Right? In Amasug, in Amasechid, and that I know that says Kotrin Beit Hashlachin Shebe Amakim. Avalogotrin. You can do the Katsira. Look at Rashi there, the second narrow lines of Rashi. Kotrin Beit Hashlachin Shebe Amakim. The Kevin the Sade Yeveshahi. You see that Rashi? That's a dry field. Right? E Mashula Lachar Bishula. If you leave it there. Till after it gets ripened, as the leibud goes to waste, it's going to dry out. History, so you can't even leave it growing in the ground. You have to get it quickly as soon as it's ready. That's the first lashon of Rashi. Let's get another lashon. Ra'otain ve'ein omer ba'mehen. Another reason why the shlachin is also a mutar is because the shlachin is a bad field. It's like a bad. Remember we had the ziburit and the bainonit and the what was the third one? It did. Right? That was the best one, right? It did is the best. Ziburit is the worst one. It's like a ziburit. This is a ziburit. Ra'ota in ve'ein omer ba'mehen. Va'amrina b'ha pirkin. And of ayin aleph. Mimakom shta mevi I ata kotzer. The cloud there is. Where you can bring the omer from, you can't harvest. Makom shi ata mevi. Where you are definitely not going to bring the harvest from anyhow. Ata kotzer. V'lashon ze ikar shez Rashi. This is the main reason. So forget the shlachin of the water. The reason why we don't worry about a shlachin, you can do consider the shlachin, because you are bringing the omer shlachin. So the Gemara says, so you told me that the difference between Pesach and between the omer is because we do the consider bayad. Then you told me that what about the harkadah and what about the tchina with also bayad and we do with the siman. What about a shlachin? Which mutalech tchina to go out and to cut? My kilamam. How are you going to then tell me? How do you know? This is Rabba and Abaya, right? This is Abaya having a go at Rabba. How are you going to tell me now that, I think it's Rabba still carrying on talking, yeah? Anyway, it should be, right? So therefore, Rabba backs down. So Ella Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, this is the real reason, right? Between why Rabbi Yehuda is Chkozer on Pesach and not on Chadash. And Amar Abaya, Chadash, Badil minei, chametz lo badil minei. Chametz, right, chadash, is something which everybody knows they've got to stay away from, and chometz is not. Is there a Rashi on that? Aval lo gotchin. Chadash, look at Rashi. Chadash, badil minei, sharei lo achal chadash kol hashana. The person knows, chadash is something new. You don't eat it, but chometz, on the other hand, chametz lo badil minei. Kol hashana she'achlo ad hayna hilchach ati lemichna. The whole year he's busy eating, or he's not going to eat it now. He sees the same food he was eating yesterday. So therefore, better. Okay. That is the sugya so far as we've got it between Rabba and Abaya. So now, Amar Rabba. Rabba stuck this. No, lo Rabba. Up until now it was Rabba and Abaya. If you go back on the Abu, it was Rabba and Abaya. Thank you. All right. Although I can just tell you that since you're mentioning it, I did see some that there's a girsa change. And that this Rabba over here could be Rabba, or that Rabba over there could be Rabba. Because it's between Rabba and Abaya, and normally it's Rabba and Abaya. If you look at go back to Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, Amud Bet. If you look at the Masura Shas there, it says, Ube Psachim Ita Rabba. See that? Vayen sham eze shinuim. So here we've got it as Amar Rabba Sha'ani Chadash Mitoch Shelohi Tartelo. There the Mishnah Shas does bring a version that it could be Rava. And then the whole sugya here is Rava and Abaya. Okay. Amar Rava, the Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Rabbi Yehuda Kashia. So now Rava says like this. According to you, Rava and Abaya here, visiting this machloket, what your kashia is only on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, there's a stereo between Pesach and between Chadash. What? And Rabbanan, Ad Rabbanan, lo Kashia. And Rabbanan themselves, not Kashia. Now this Rabbanan, you have to say what I'm going to say, I think. Is the Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Meir, right? Because remember, Rabbi Meir was the one that said that they are Gozer. that they don't like it was done lo beruach and chachamim. Remember, he said chachamim below lo beratzon. Lo beratzon. They brought out the foods earlier, and yet the rabbanan for Pesach are gozer. Right, rabbanan other way around. Rabbanan here are gozer, and in Pesach they aren't gozer. Rabbi Pesach, they say you can do bedikah Pesach even during the middle of Pesach. And here Rabbanan seem to say, right, look at Rashi here. Rabbanan ad Rabbanan lo kashia. That's a bit me. This is the question mark. Dahacha amre Rabbanan shelo beratzon chachamim osin. See, so it must be according to the Rabbanan of Rabbi Meir. Right, the gazulan shema yocha. Vahatam amre yibadek lachar amoed. Dahayu betocha Pesach. Okay? And you can understand why Rabbi Meir, look, Rabbi Meir is the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir is the Chachamim. I don't know why they picked up on Rabbi Meir, to be honest with you, but there's no other way to say. Maybe you could find a note there that mentions something. El Amar Rava. Rava says like this. Rabbi Huda, lo kashia. There's not even a story with Rabbi Huda. We've got no problem with Rabbi Huda. Do you understand the question, right? Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Huda says that we stop doing Bedikat Pesach, Bedikat Chometz after the 6 hours, but yet he says we have no problem that you can bring the merchants can bring out their new stuff before the Chadash, right? And Rabbanan said we have got a problem that they bring out the Chadash before the Omer. We don't care if they do Bedikat Chometz during Pesach. Okay, so we had the answers up until now of Badil or Badil. That was the end of the answer. But Rava says, why are you only asking the Kashya on Rav? Rabbi Yehuda is also a Kashya on Rabbanan, right? So he says, and but he himself says that neither of them are actually kashias. Why? Rabbanan, lo kashia. We already explained why. Because badil mina, lo badil mina. And Rabbanan, Rabbanan also lo kashia. Why are they more machmir with the chadash and less machmir with the pesach? Right? Who at more mechazer alav lesorfo meichil achil meinach. The guy himself doing Bedikat Chametz. Why is he doing Bedikat Chametz? To burn the stuff. He's going to eat it. Right? So therefore, there's nothing to worry about. That's what Chachamim said. We don't care during Pesach. It's obvious the guy's out there searching for the Chametz to burn it. He's not going to come to eat it. That was the first answer of Ashi Amar. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Lokashi. He's got his own version. Right? Why is it not Kashi for Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is Machmir on the Pesach. Kemach Kalitnan. What does it mean, kemach kali? Look at Rashi. Kemach kali. The ain re'uyin la'achila. That's what Rabbi Yehuda didn't mind, that you prepare the stuff before the Omer. When you're busy cutting, it's not ready for, it's hard stuff. You can't eat it. Kain kemach shiran, Rashi said, like our flour. Kemach haba mitvua. Shinit yabsha betanur. It's been dried in an oven. You can't eat the flour. You're going to eat the flour. Anybody here ever eaten, taking a bowl of flour and just put it in their mouth? I'll feed up some flour.
There's kali here in the field and taking
And those things people actually chew, funnily enough. Those stalks, the sheaves there are people who chew that stuff dry. You actually can buy it even.
Really?
You can buy those like a hard garin. Yeah, you can actually, people chew that stuff. That's even easy. That's more of a problem.
Yeah,
that's probably why the bigger issue there is with your hand, that you do with your hand. Because that stuff, but when it gets to a later stage afterwards, like the tachina and the harakada, etc., it really becomes a lesser problem. The Gemara says, Vaha Rav Ashi, that was Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, Lo Kashia. Vaha, right, Kamach Kalitna. The Gemara says, Vaha Rav Ashi, Barutahi. Now we've seen this Baruta before, right? Remember Baruta like from Brighter, meaning external, outside. It's not part of the text, it's nonsense. I'm being a little bit maybe not so.
No, tell polite.
Yeah, I said, I'm not being polite. Right, if you look here in the comments, by the way, I'll make a correction. Michael corrected me yesterday. The Rashi dies in Bava Metzia, in Bava Batra, on Daf Kaf Tet. Not Kuf Kaf Tet, on Daf Kaf Tet, right at the beginning of Bava Batra. And that's why the Rashbam takes over already there, remember? So it's Daf Kaf Tet.
So that Rashi was cut.
That cut, good idea. Kaf,
that
Kaf
was
Tet.
Your idea when we learned
that. Oh, really? Eh? Okay, well, good shkoach to you for remembering. Okay. All right, so it's good to remember that. So let's carry on. Okay, so Barut, look at that. I want to look at the Shita Mekubet, the Mishura Shasya. Look at the Mishura Shasya where it says Barut. He's got a change of the girsa to Baruda. If you look there, the bet there, he says Perusha Aruch. He says Baduta. Baduta. What does Baduta mean? Like alone. He's by himself. No. I know what it means. What does it mean by dusa? Nonsense. Talk backing it up. Baduta. Baduta. Right. Okay. So either way, however you look at it, Baruta is a nicer lashon, it appears. The Baduta, seems that Mishnah Shas wasn't worried about saying it was nonsense. And he says, and it proves that it's nonsense. Why? He says like this, Tainach mikali ve'elach. That only works very nicely from the time of the actual kali, from when you've roasted it, so to speak. Ad kali, Mike, remember, what's your excuse now? How come you can allow the guys to work now? See, Robert, because they was worried about eating. He says, maybe you'd say as well, because of the kituf, because there's that, remember we said that you only do it by hand, right? That therefore there's a heker that you wouldn't come to eat it. He says, Rabba gave the original answer, which is on the very beginning. But what about Ben Ashlachin? The Sharia Ketzira, there, Ben Ashlachin, you can do it with a magal. Then, Ma'ikil Meimar, Elahad Ravashi Barutahi. So therefore, Ravashi is the wrong, is not an explanation that's because it's inedible. Even if it was edible, therefore that can't be. Okay, new Mishnah. Matnitin. Misha Karev HaOmer, Hutar Achadash Miyad. Okay, this is very important. Right? We'll see a nice machlok down here. Misha Karev HaOmer, Hutar Achadash Miyad. Harechokim mutarim michatzot yom ulahalan. But the guys who are far from Yerushalayim, look at Rashi, harechokim she'enan yodim imadain karev mutarim michatzot yom ulahalan keletani tamir kama. We'll see later on why. So they got to wait a while. They're not sure if it will be brought urgent immediately or not. Mishecharav bad amigdash. That was where those bad amigdash. Hitkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai sheyehe yom henef kulo asur. Yochanan ben Zakkai said that day yom henef. Rashi says yom henef is which is the 16th day of Nisan, Shebo menifin et ha'omer, that's what's called Yom Henef, that's the day of the way of Omer, Kulo asur lechol chalas, the whole day is asur. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'alo min ha'toruhu asur, why are you saying it's a gzeira? You're saying that from the Charei Beit HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said you can't do it, it's from the Torah, look at Rashi there, Rabbi Yehuda, l'tana demanitin, v'chi Rabban Yochanan hitkin, it's Rabbi Yochanan who did it, v'alo min ha'toruhu asur, shneemar ad etzem, he brings the pasuk, shneemar ad etzem hayom hazeh. What does it mean, Etzem Yom Hazeh? Rashi says, Lelukeshnemar ad Etzem, Ubizman Shem Ben Amigdash Kayam Mishnai Krash. Talk about when there's no longer Ben Amigdash, Kedemoki Begemora. Right, so we'll see that this is actually a pasuk that's referring to afterwards. Right? But look at the Shilam Kubetz, there's very important Shilam Kubetz there, on the Zion. Ot Zion there, can you see it? It says there, Asur bizman shebet amigdash kayam shenema ad etzem. And what's etzem? Etzem is ad va'ad bichlal. Was the whole day. The whole day. Include, not ad etzem, not into the day, but the whole day. Ad va'ad bichlal. The whole day. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's drosh. And therefore he says, there's a pasuk. Right? So we'll see then the Gemara just now. So now the Gemara, Mishnah carries on. We've been Nema'a haruchukim mutarin michatot yom lahalan. Why do they say why the rochokin from chatzot? Maybe it would take longer for this is the better way. It might take longer. Maybe the omer wouldn't come early; would come later, only in the afternoon. The Gemara says a beautiful answer. We've named Shem Yodin she'ein beitin mitatzlin vo. Right, ein beitin mitatzlin vo. Beitin aren't going to waste their time. They're going to do things quickly on the book. Absolutely, zrizim makdinim lemitzvah. That's from this week's parsha. It says. With Avram, what's it say? No. What's it? What's it? When he went to fight with Lot, when Lot was captured, it says Vayarek et Chanichav, no? Vayarek Chanichav, right? Et Yadav b'nei et Yadav b'ito. It says, and Unklu says there, Vayarek is Zarez. He says he was Zrizut. That's Vayarek. We always say Avram from Yashkem. Everything with Avram was Zrizut. Okay. Rashi brings it unklus. Okay. Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel, Amir Tarvahu, so both of them agree on Shmuel. Bismash, Rabbi Shkayam, Omer Matir. When you go to Beit HaMikdash, the Omer does the job. Bismash, Rabbi Shkayam, Heir Mizrach Matir. Here, Mizrach, that's the sun rising. As it rises, you can eat new food. So where's this whole Etzem Ayom Hazeh story, right? We said Etzem, we said it's a pasuk. Right, it's right. So God says, Matayma, why do we know? How do we know that the Beit HaMikdash is Omer? Without a Beit HaMikdash, it's Heir Mizrach. Traikrai Kativa, the two psukim. The one pasuk says Ad Haviachem, right? That is the pasuk there. Velechem Kativa Kamelot Ochel Ad Etzem Ayom Azeh Ad Haviachem Et Korban Elohechem Chat Lom Tulechem Bechomos Votechem. And the other pasuk says, Rashi, I think, actually brings the two psukim. Gemara, Ir Mizrach, and Etzach Hamash, Ad Etzem Ayom Azeh, Ad Mar'e Hayom, Uksav Ad Velo Ad Bichlal. You see that? Yeah, he says Ad Velo Ad Bichlal. That's why I wanted to read the Shidim Kubetzet. Right? So we've got the Ad Etzem Ayom Azeh, Mibnei Maruch, sorry. How do we live with these two different versions of the psukim? We've got an etzem ayom hazeh. Rav Yochanan Resh Lakish, Damit Travayus. Now we've got a different opinion here. That was Rav Shmuel. So they say that. That the one pasuk is Bet HaMikdash and one pasuk no Bet HaMikdash. Rabbi Yochanan, they've got their own version. Afilu bizman Bet HaMikdash kayam. Even with the Bet HaMikdash is kayam, Heir HaMizrach Matir. Before the Omer. Now that could maybe explain why Rabbi Yehuda didn't mind that the guys brought out the foods. Because we have actually wait for the Omer, you could eat it straight away. That's the Gemara's next question, right? That's the question, right? My professor used to always say the best question is the next slide, right? So, le mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's a nice idea. Beautiful, but not really. Look at Rashi there. No. Mitzvah labtin, right? It's just a nice idea, but no love if you don't do it. Right, the Gemara asks a couple of questions on that because the Gemara confused. But Misha Karev HaOmer Hutar Chadash Miyad. But we said that Misha Karev HaOmer Hutar Chadash Miyad. So again, how do you live with it? He said again, the mitzvah. It's all mitzvahs. The fact of the Omer is all mitzvahs. But bottom line is, according to Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish, from Heir Mizrach is all automatic. And the Gemara says again, HaOmer Yamatir B'Medina Ushte Alechem B'Mikdash. We've got a Mishnah that says HaOmer Yamatir B'Medina. It's not our Mishnah, eh? That. No. Omer Yamatir B'Medina.
Next Mishnah.
Ushtei Halechem B'Mikdash. How do you, so what's the idea? He gets again, the mitzvah. Okay? Everything's a mitzvah. Look at this Rashi very quickly. Look at that very last wide lines of Rashi because it prepares for the next sugya. Right? The Omer for the Medina means for all of us outside of Beit HaMikdash. We can now eat chadash, and shtei halechem. That was the separate korban on Shavuot, right? Mm-hmm. That was ba'atzeret matirin chadash b'migdash lavi menachot minachadash. Alma ba'omer talia milta. That's the Gemara's question. We said again b'mitzvah. What's important to understand in this Rashi is that there are two things. We bring an omer on Pesach, and the omer allows us to eat chadash. But you still can't bring Chadash in the Beit HaMikdash as a mincha until Shavuot of the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem is the Chadash, is the Omer for the Menachot. The Omer is the Omer for the general eating. Okay, it's very important that. We'll see just now in a second what that is. Now the Gemara says, now you can go excited, we've got a nice long daf ahead of us, yeah? Amud. Mishe Charav Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara now asks a kasha. Rashi actually adds, if you look at Rashi, Rashi's got Vahatnan. Can you see the Rashi there? Rashi says Vahatnan. It's missing from our Gemara, right? Mm-hmm. So you should Vahatnan, which is a question. Mi shechara ben amigdash ki rabbi yochman zaka shiye yom henef kulo asur. Ma taima. Right? Why was that a problem? Right? So he says, Mahera yibane ben amigdash. Ve yomru, they'll build the midrash, please God, speak quickly. And what'll happen? They'll say, Eshtakad. Mi lo achalnu b'heir mizrach. Didn't we eat last year as soon as the sun rose? Hashtanami necho, let's also eat. So in other words, when the Beit HaMikdash is there, right, just to, this is only according to Rav and Rava, by the way, right? Rav and Shmuel. They said that b'smach b'nish kayam omer matir, b'smach b'nish kayam ha'ir mizrach matir. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlaki said, even when there is a Beit HaMikdash, Ha'ir Mizrach Matir. So this question of yes seems to be only according to Rav and to Rav and Shmuel. Because he says like this, why did Rabbi Yochanan Mizrach make this Xerah? He says, because when the Beit HaMikdash is built, people will think, we ate last year straight after Ha'ir Mizrach. So this year, let's also eat after Ha'ir Mizrach. V'lo yadei, the ashtakad lo have omer, it wasn't an omer. And therefore, Ha'ir Mizrach matir. V'hashta de ikka omer, omer matir. You see that? That omer matir only goes according really to Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish will tell you, even as a Beit HaMikdash, Ha'ir Mizrach is matir. Unless Rabbi Yochanan will even say that midoraita Ha'ir Mizrach is matir, but you should wait until the omer. Call it the mitzvah. That was the answer that they gave. You with me? Okay. You follow me? Right. Ve'isakadatach la mitzvah. Here we are. Here comes the thing. Ve'isakadatach. Now, if you would think that it's just a mitzvah, mishum mitzvah leikum veligzor. This is a kasha here basically on Rabbi Yochanan. And what? Only a mitzvah that you got to wait until the Omer? It's not really ikar. And because of a mitzvah just to wait, we're going to make a gzeira? Doesn't make sense to make a gzeira. If it's midorait, we're going to wait for the Omer. And when there's no Beit HaMikdash, they could read from Ha'ir Mizrach. When there is a Beit HaMikdash, we have to wait for Omer. We understand why we make a gzeira. But if it's just a mitzvah that they could go to wait for the Omer, but midorait they could eat after Ha'ir Mizrach, then why would we make a gzeira? What do we care, right? So it's a kashan Rabbi Yochanan, another kashan Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, b'shitat Rabbi Yehuda Amra. Da'amar min ha-Torah Asur. He says, no, it's from the Torah, it's Asur, he's holding like Rabbi Yehuda. Right, she'ne'emar ad etzem ha-yom hazeh, ad itzumo shel yom. Okay? Now this itzumo shel yom, look at Rashi there, ad etzem, atzmo shel yom. Okay, which is not really ad bichlal. It just means into, no, on the other way around. Not ad etzem, ad bichlal, but ad etzem until the day actually exists. If you look back at Rashi, that's why Rashi made a point. Go to Rashi, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up from the narrow lines on Samachet Amud Aleph. Samachet Amud Aleph. He said that etzem when it was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, V'halo min ha-toru asu shneimar etzem ha-yom hazeh. And Rashi said, ad mar'eh ha-yom u'kesavar ad v'lo ad bichlal.
Last Shabbat, Noach, there was an etzem ha-yom hazeh and Rashi comments on it. I don't remember what he said there.
No,
I can't remember. I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember what I said either. Etzem ha-yom hazeh. I don't remember. Okay. But you think you got the question? Yeah, is the question clear? Ed?
Not sure.
Okay, let's go through this one more time. We said like this. Look here. Just once again. We said, the Gemara said like this. We're asking, Rabbi Yochanan says that it makes no difference. Even when there isn't, it's fine even. Yeah, that is your heart. If you want to put it on, I don't mind. What do you want? Rabbi Yochanan said that even when there's a Beit HaMikdash, Ha'ir Mizrach is what is matir you to eat chadash. So do I have to wait for the Omer? Okay? That's Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish say, and Reish Lakish. Rabbi and Shmuel say, no. There's two psukim. Ha'ir Mizrach is when there isn't a Beit HaMikdash. When there is a Beit HaMikdash, it's Omer. So we asked a whole lot of questions Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. We said, what are you talking about? Vaha, we said, Vakativ Adaviachem, which means bringing the Omer. Rabbi Yochanan said, that just means the mitzvah, it's nice. We said, but wait a second, it says, Mishe Karev HaOmer, Hutar Chalash, that's the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says, that's the mitzvah, it's just nice. And we said, HaOmer Yam Makhtir B'Menino, Shtalech B'Mikdash. But in the Mishnah says again, the Omer was Matir. He says, it's the mitzvah, it's nice. So we said, wait a second, V'Hatna, we learned, Mishe Karev, but Rabbi Yochanan made a Gzeira. Now if Rabbi Yochanan made a Gzeira, what's Rabbi Yochanan's Gzeira? Why Rabbi Yochanan make a Gzeira that you can't, the whole day's out? Because what will happen, the Beit HaMikdash will be burnt, will be built tomorrow. People will say, last year before there was a Beit HaMikdash, we paskin according to the second pasuk of Ha'ir Mizrach. Now there is a Beit HaMikdash, we've got to wait for Ha'omer. And people are going to think that we can eat like last year Ha'ir Mizrach. And therefore we were gozer. Now according to Rabbi Yochanan, if it's really only a mitzvah, but midoraita we can even with the Beit HaMikdash eat from Ha'ir Mizrach, why would we gozer gzeira? Right? You got it. That's the question, right? He says, why are we on a gzeira? And now, so he, the, and but the question continues. And if you think it's just a mitzvah, so Rabbi Yochanan Mitzvah, Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan was of the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? And what was Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai was of the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. What was the shita of Rabbi Yehuda? Right? That said, min ha-toretz asur, she-nemar ad etzem ha-yom hazeh. He didn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish. He said that mid-doraita, we got a pasuk ad etzem yom hazeh. Ad etzem means at least into the day, which is past Ha'ir Mizrach. Because the Ir Mizrach is the very, very beginning of the day. Mm. We need etzem, we need a bit of the day. We need a part of the day, right? Ad itzumo shel yom. Ukesavar ad va'ad bichlal. You see that now, right? Now we got a problem over here. Rashi in the Mishnah, I've made a fuss of going back a few seconds ago and showing you an Amud Aleph that Rashi said that Rabbi Yehuda was ad velo ad bichlal, right? Right? Ad bichlal, right? So now the Gemara says, umi savala kevatei? And does Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai hold like Rabbi Yehuda? Who says that? We see that he's chorek on him. It's not the Mishnah. Mi yishech Rabbi Amigdash itkin Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai she yom henef kulo asur. Right? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Balo min ha-toru hu asur. Rabbi Yochanan was matkin. And the Mishnah says, but what do you mean it was matkin? Our Mishnah. Rabbi, you remember? In our Mishnah. It was in our Mishnah. We said over here. Rabbi Yehuda said, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Balo min ha-toru hu asur. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda says that Minat Torah and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is making a gzaira. So you ought to say, not Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is holding like Rabbi Yehuda. They hold like one on the other. There's a machloka between them, right? Dichtiv v'alo Minat Torah asur dichtiv al etzmi yom hazeh. So Gemara says, no. Rabbi Yehuda who dekatai, who savar, Rabbi Yehuda was going to make a mistake. He thought that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai midrabanan ka'amar velohi midoraita ka'amar. He thought that Rabbi Yochanan was saying, they want to be mitaka and gzeira midrabanan. Rabbi Yehuda was saying, what do you mean it's doraita? He said, no, you're right. Because it's doraita, that's why I'm telling you that the whole Yom Henef. Because Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda says, at etzema yom hazeh, if you would say it's lo ad va'ad bichlal, would say it's only into part of the day. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said the whole day. If Rabbi Yehuda said that it's ad va'ad bichlal, then he would say even doraita, it's the whole day at etzema yom hazeh. Then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was just basically saying that when there isn't a Beit HaMikdash, we've got to behave as if it when there is a Beit HaMikdash the whole day, because it's doraita, that we can't eat it the whole day when there's no Beit HaMikdash. It's a little bit complicated, but look at the Gemara says like this. Baha hitkin ketani. But what do you mean? He used the word hitkin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and hitkin implies a derabanan, a takana. So my hitkin, so the Gemara says no, darash v'hitkin. He was doresh the pasuk, a doraita, and he was metaka in the halocha doraita in the way that he did the drosha. Okay, so that is, look at Rashi very quickly. So Yochanan b'chutz l'aretz doraita, yilcha chashin l'sveika. No, that's the next, that's the whole next sugya there. Etzim kesav achadash chutz, oh, that's all, Rashi Rabbi Yehuda. Right, etzim itzumo shel yom. Okay, that's it. Finished over there. Now, new sugya. Rabbi Papa, Rabbi Yeshua. Now the Gemara reads a couple of examples over here. Achle chadash ba'urte deshitzar. So now we're talking about nechutz laaretz, right? We're talking about nechutz laaretz. Rabbi Yehuda, because we're in Bavel. Rabbi Papa and Rabbi Huna in Bavel. And Rabbi Yeshua. Achle chadash ba'urte deshitzar nagai shivsar. That's the night of the 16th. In other words, the Erev the 17th, was they waited for the 16th to finish the whole day. Mm-hmm. And they only ate it at night, when it was already like the 17th. Why did they do that? Kesavrei chadash b'chutz laretz v'rabanan. It's the Rabbanan in chutz laretz. What does it mean, the Rabbanan in chutz laretz? Look at this, interesting. Ulesveike lo chay shinan. Look at Rashi over here. Kesavar chadash b'chutz laretz v'rabanan. The very first wide lines of Rashi. Ulesveike shemel machar yeshisha asar lo chashinan. They didn't keep 2 days. You might have thought that in chutz laaretz, because of chadash, is asher on the 16th. So it's asher in chutz laaretz on the 17th, because the 17th might be the 16th, like second day yontif. So push everything off. They said, no. It's a derabanan in chutz laaretz. We'll wait until the night, but we don't have to wait the second day, right? Verabanan debay rab ashi. Achlu betzafre de shivsar. The Rabbanan of Ashi, they only ate in the morning of the 17th. They never ate at the night at the end of the 16th. They waited till the next day. Because they felt that in Chutz La'aretz it was a Doraita. If it's a Doraita, look at Rashi here. Hilcha chashinan l'sveika. V'lo achle me'urta. Right? U'betzafri achle. They never ate it at the night before, you know, into the 17th. They only ate it in the morning. V'lo chashinan takra b'yochlem et zaka mishum t'gzeret rabbanan hi shema yibane v'chash rabbanan emigza b'yom henef gufe u'lesveika lo tignu l'ham t'kol ayom. So they had a miss. Look, everybody had their different chumas and their kulas. They were machmir that it might be the 17th that you got to wait the extra day because it's Doraita. Therefore, they only ate it on the 17th in the morning, but they never waited till the 17th at night, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, because they said this Yom Henef Kulo, that the whole day is Asur, is only a Chumrah, which doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz, and only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, they wait till the 17th, but from Heir Mizrach. They ate it on the 17th in the morning. For Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, rather, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, be the Rabbanan Kamar. But you tell me it's what the Rabbanan, v'chitakin Yom Henef, L'sveike lo takin. Rabbi Chaim Zakkai said it was Rabbanan, and when they said it was Yom Henef, for sveike lo takin. So on the 16th of day itself, the whole day is Asur. On the 17th, which we wait the next day, Chutz La'aretz, you're going to eat it in the morning. Amar Ravina. Ravina said like this. Amar Li'aim, my mother told me, Avuch, your father, which Ravina's father, lo have achil chadash, ele ba'urte de shivsa. Right? He would wait the whole of the 17th day, nagei tamnisar, until the area of the 18th. It was he paskened that number one was Doraita, and you had to wait a second day, and Rabbi Yochanan's Gzeira took place even on Chutz La'aretz on the second day. The Savlak Rabbi Huda v'chayish l'sveika. See that? He was machmir on everything. So he only ate Chadash on the 18th in the morning. He kept the whole 17th day as if it was a Doraita and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's Takana. Okay. So there were people who took Chadash very seriously before Pnei Halacha. I don't know.
18th of the morning of the night.
Chadash applies. We back be on Chadash, but I'm not sure if it's on the 18th.
It looks like there's halacha.
No, halacha, or like Ravina, you think because there's an ot over there, is an there. Ravina, I'm really aim. You had look at Rabbi Akel, Steve, what's halacha there? Okay, quickly, come smooth. Come. Steve, you got halacha there? Father halacha there? Anybody got halacha there? Nothing? Okay, let's go. Okay, Yativ Rabbi Tarfon. Okay, now, new Mishnah. Ha'omer haya matir benida. We still listened a few minutes ago. Ha'omer haya matir benida. What's the halacha quickly?
When someone had a new crop, which was grown since the 16th of Nisan the previous year, was permitted in Jerusalem as soon as the Omer offering was sacrificed.
Well, that's in Jerusalem. What's in Chutz La'aretz? Where about Chutz La'aretz?
Not areas distant from Jerusalem that are too far away for their...
It's from Chatzot.
Exactly when the Omer was sacrificed, they are permitted to eat the new crop after midday.
Right, we went to Chutz La'aretz. Nowadays,
when the temple is no longer standing, in Eretz Yisrael, it's prohibited by Torah law to eat of the new crop throughout the entire 16th of Nisan. Outside Eretz Yisrael, where two festival days are observed, it is prohibited also on the 17th of Nisan by rabbinic law. Halacha is in accordance with the ordinance of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai.
Wow, and Ravina. So the Ravina's father, Paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Okay, there's the answer. Okay, shkoach. Okay. Now we've got Mishnah. Ha'omer hayam matir b'benida. Ushtei halechem v'migdash. Halechem is on Shavuot, right? 7 weeks later. Ein mevim menachot ubikurim uminchat behema kodem l'omer. Rashi says minchat behema means minchat nesachim shel behema, right? That's what we call minchat nesachim, right? V'im mevi pasu, right? That's before the omer. So omer medim b'nishrei halechem v'migdash. Ein mevim menachot ubikurim uminchat behema kodem l'omer. So now that you come before the omer, if you brought before the omer, pasu. Kodem eshtei alechem lo yavi, you shouldn't bring before lechem either. Ha'im evi kashe. See that side? Tzilech hatchila, you shouldn't bring it. If you did bring them, it's still kosher. Look at Rashi the Gemara Fashnama. Okay. Now, yativ Rabbi Tarfon uke kashile. Rabbi Tarfon's got a problem. Ma bein kodem lo omer lo kodem eshtei alechem. What? I don't understand the difference. Right? And look at Rashi here. Rashi fine-tunes his question. Klomar, ma shna gabe omer de'im hevi pasu, gabe eshtei alechem hevi kashe. That doesn't make sense. Right? We understand that the two work differently. The one is for the Medina and the one is for inside the Beit HaMikdash. But why, if you the Shtei HaLechem is what's matir for the inside the Beit HaMikdash, if I bring a Korban Mincha before the Shtei HaLechem, it's kosher? Right? It's a good question, right? You with me? It's a good question. It's difficult to understand. Everybody with me? Amar Lefanav Yehuda Ben Nechemia. Now look at this. The Gemara is makpid to tell us it's not a Rebbe Yehuda. It's just Yehuda ben Nechemia. Now, if you think I'm making a fuss out of this for nothing, skip two lines down and go to the third line. It says, Tzavu panav shel. You see that Rebbe Yehuda? There's a little letter next to it, right? You see that? In the Gemara. The Shita Mekubetzet, Otvav, right? Says, Shel Yehuda, Tevat Rebbe Nimchak. Okay, so he's not Rebbe Yehuda, he's Yehuda ben Nechemia. We'll see what's important. Shabbi Tarfon is the great Rabbi, what?
Here it says,
this expression denotes a disciple speaking before a master. A colleague would say to him rather than before.
Right, okay, now this is definitely not a colleague. We'll see in a second, right? This is Rati Rabbi, Rabbi Kamal Kakashile, right? It's Amal Fanav, right? Exactly. That's a good point. That Lefanav is like saying, in other words, he's talking in front of him, like not, he's saying in third person, right? Yehuda ben Nechemia, he says like this, Lo! What are you talking about, Rabbi Tarfon? Im amarta kodem leomer, if you tell me before the omer, shechein lo hutar michlalo etzel hedyot, before the omer, no one can eat anything. Right? It's completely asur. There's no exceptions. Right? Lo hutar michlalo etzel hedyot. There's no exceptions. Even a hedyot. Tomar kodem leshtay alechem. Shehutar Michal Etzel Hedyot. In other words, before the Shtei Alechem, between Pesach and Shavuot, when the Omer has been brought, the whole sort of like aura of Chadash is already dwindled down because the average guy on the street's eating Chadash. It's already Michlal Hutro. It's already exceptions. Anyone can eat it. It's not such a great deal anymore. What's the big deal? So if you brought it in the Mikdash, big deal, you brought it. So look at the Shatak Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon never knew how to answer. He was completely bamboozled. He was stumped. So the Gemara says, Tzahavu panav shel Yehuda ben Nechemia. Right, look at Rashi, yeah? Tzahavu panav, samach. For himself, I stumped him now, right? You got a good feeling now. He says, yeah, because tzahavu normally is like embarrassed, or whatever, or not taken, sick. But yeah, tzahavu means like he shone, his face shone, he was smiling. But look at this, this is scary. Amal Rabbi Akiva, Yehuda. Yehuda, the shit adds in twice. Says, Yehuda, Yehuda. He says, my boy. Tzahavu panecha sheishavted zakein. Right? You so excited that you stumped the zakein, right, Rabbi Tarfon? Tamheini im tarich yamim. I'll be surprised if you make it out of here. Look at this. Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Elai. Oto haperek. During that time, paras ha-pesach haya. We'll see what that means in a second. Keshaliti la'atzeret. I went up to Jerusalem for la'atzeret for Shavuot. Shalti acharav, Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemia, I asked, where's my friend Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemia? Vamruli niftar v'alachlo. He died. Right? Just look quickly what this Lashonia of Parasa Pesach haya. Look at Rashi. Parasa Pesach. Shtei Shabbatot kodem ha-Pesach. It means paras, from the word in the middle, right? Like pores, you split in half, right? Pores afikoman. No, that's not Pesach. How do you go? Yeah. Mafris, right? You split in half. Right? Look here. The Tanya, Shoalim Yochla Pesach, Kolon Pesach, Toshim Yom. You have 30 days before Pesach, you got to ask. Rashbag Omer, Shtei Shabbatot, Al Shem, Shtei Shabbatot, Chatzi Shloshim Yom. So it's half the month. Parus Karulesh Lashon Prusa. So it says, Paras Pesach, I was 2 weeks after the, before the Pesach. Keshaliti, that's all. I went up to the, for, to the, for 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 the, etc. Okay. Amrav Nachman by Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemia. Right, it's the divrei. So the divrei Yehuda ben Nechemia. He's not called Rebbe. Yehuda ben Nechemia was concerned, nesachim bikurim, right? Nesachim bikurim, right? Nischei bikurim. The shita changes it to nischei bikurim. Shehikriv kodem laomer ksheirin. So according to Yehuda ben Nechemia, if you bought nischei bikurim before the omer. Right, Ksheirin. So he says, because Nischei Bikurim, right, just look at Rashi very quickly here. Nischei Bikurim, Miyayin, Shebicher Kodem Laomer, Vikrivam Ksheirin. Right, because they are wine. Right, now our problem with Omer is only bringing grains, not bringing fruits. Okay, we'll see in a second why. Right, shekriv b'nechem nischei bikurim. Right, of fruits. Also said pshita. That's pashut. Why would you think otherwise? Look at Rashi over here quickly. Ledivre Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachemia. Interesting. Here he's called Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachemia. The Gemara doesn't call him that. Rashi calls him Rabbi Nachemia. Look what he says here. The Tali Taima Bohoyel Umutarin Lehedyot. Since they mutar to Hedyot, Haninami Mutarin Lehedyot. Kodem La Omer. Right? Why? The Omer Eino Asur Ele Min Dagan Velo Yayin. Is that Rashi there? Only dagan, only grains. Right? But now hang on a second. We'll see now the pshita here. Look at Rashi, the Gemara is like this. Malta, what would we have thought? Hatam hu de hutar michlalo eitzel hedyot. Aval hacha de lo hutar michlalo lo. Tamash melan kol shekenachet lo itasakla. I want to explain this outside for 1 second. Because it's a little bit strange from the ordinary. When we bring a korban, so what is the korban? There is an isur chadash, comes along the omer, and is matir the chadash. Or comes along the shtei alechem, and is matir the chadash to bring it as a mincha. So there was an isur and a heter, and now we can bring it. So he says to himself, wait a second, maybe you could only bring a korban, which was asur before the omer, and mutar after the omer, and that you can bring before the kifsa atzeret. But if there was something which was never asur, and there was nothing to matir it, then that you couldn't bring before the shtei alechem. You have to remember. We said there are two things. There's the omer which is matir in the medina, and there's the shtei alechem matir in the mikdash. And we said that the omer, if you brought it before the omer, would be asur. Before the shtei alechem would be mutar. But maybe that's only things which are asur, and there's something which comes to matir them. If there isn't an isur to begin with, and there's nothing to matir them, and if you brought that before the omer, it would be asur. With me? That's what he says over here. Hatam hu dehutar michlalo etzel hedyot. That's with the chadash. Aval hacha delo hutar michlalo. Right? Look at Rashi says here. Look at Rashi. Mahu de taima. The Mishnah says if you brought it before the Shtei Alechem, right, it would be kosher. Mishum de hutar michlalo sheneesar lehedyot kodim laomer vehutar lachar haomer, because before the omer a hedyot couldn't eat it, after a hedyot could eat it. Aval hacha in our case of wine, de lo hutar michlalo lehedyot. That wasn't that the hedyot now after the omer could eat it. Why? Sharei molam lo neesar. It was never asur, that the omer didn't make it mutar, right? Aimelo. Therefore, you think that it would be a bigger chumrah, that you couldn't do it. Okay? It's a bit of a crazy one, right? Okay. Now the Gemara, you got it? Was that clear? I'm a little bit confused. I'll tell you why. What confuses me even more is because the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, Ledivrei Yehuda ben Nechemia, Nesachim Bikurim, Shekrivam Kolim La Omer Kesheirim. And the answer that he brought was before the Shtei Halechem. Are you with me? Not before the Omer. So, a bit difficult. Okay. Vai Rami Brachama, Shtei Halechem Mahu. Now, I've got another question. It says like this. Shtei HaOmer Mahu. Sheyatiru Shelo Kesidran. Because we know that the Omer comes on Pesach and the Shtei Halechem comes on Shavuot. Right? So if something is coming up for the Shtei Halechem, we know that the Omer first passed and then the Shtei Halechem first passed. Now remember, the Omer only works for things which took root. Remember, we learned this. Which took root before the Omer. It was something that took root after the Omer has to wait until next year's Omer. If it took root before this year's Omer works for it. You with me? Mm-hmm. Right? So now, we've got a question. We're going to ask a couple of questions. Shtei halechem mao sheyatiru shelo kesidran, right? Can the shtei halechem matir not in the order? Do we have to have the order of omer shtei halechem that has to pass perfectly, or can it go shtei halechem and next year's omer, and then before the second omer we can already eat it? Why? Because it's the omer and the shtei halechem, and we can bring it to the Baal Mikdash. With me? Question clear? The reason I'm asking is because it's not so clear. Clear? What are you talking about? You planted the stuff between Pesach and Shavuot. And now what happened is, this year's, so you planted it, let's say, at the end of Nisan. The Shtei Alechem passed, and now comes the Omer next year. can you eat it or can you bring it already as a korban to the Beit HaMikdash? Or do we say, no, it's going to wait until the Omer again because we need the order. It has to have Shtei Omer and then Shtei Alechem, and we ignore last year's Shtei Alechem, okay? So my kasidran, what's the hitlaptut here, the question? My kasidran sharian, just like when it's in its order, we know that it's matir, shelo kasidran losha, maybe not in its order, wouldn't matir, or maybe not. Or deal mesh lo kasidran nami sharian, we don't care about the order, as long as it's got Omer and Shtei Alechem, we don't care which order. So I'm a rabbi, toshmal, we can try and prove this from a brighter. We have a brighter, let's bring the pasuk. Pasuk says, ve'im takriv minchat bikurim. Right? If you bring your birkat, your minchat bikurim. Rab, when is that? Minchat bikurim is on Shavuot. So he says, b'minchat ha'omer akatuv medaber. So he says, this is talking about the mincha of the omer. Right? Right? Minchat of the omer. Right? Not so it's on Pesach. Me'echan ba'a. What sort of produce is it? Minasorin, from the barley. Atari minasorin, I know minachit, maybe it's from flour. Rabbi Eliezer says no. Ne'mar aviv b'mitrayim. Aviv here means like it should be ripe, right? Like in the Ratzim. Aviv mitrayim. What's a mitrayim? Look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, v'hivshita v'hapishta v'hasora nukata. Rather, it was during the Makkah. Ki asora aviv. V'hapishta givol. The Shoah was already ripe. She says, Aviv means Sora. V'ne'mar Aviv ledorot. And we've got Aviv in the Dorot as well. V'im takriv minchat bikurim l'ashem Aviv. Got Aviv there in the mitzvah always of the Omer. Ma Aviv ha'amur b'mitrayim Sorin. Just like we learned there at Sorin. Af Aviv ha'amur ledorot is Sorin. So that is Rabbi Eliezer's answer. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Rabbi Akiva omer, matzinu yachid. We're now trying to prove this question of the order or not, remember? I'm proving it from the korban of the bikurim. Rabbi Akiva says like this, matzinu yachid shmevi chovato min achitin v'chovato min asorin. Now, if you look at Rabbeinu Gershom quickly, Rabbeinu Gershom is on the inside column here, the second wide line of Rabbeinu Gershom, right? He says there, we've got chovato, right? What is chovato? No, sorry. Third last lines, right at the bottom there of Rabbi Gershom. Yachid shemevi chova min achitim minchat chote. The chova is a minchat chote. Right, that's a korban chatat. It's from chitin. V'chovato osa min asorim. Look at Rabbi Gershom. What is chovato min asorim? Rashi also says the chovato min asorim. Right, minchat kenaot. Right, that is the sota. Right. Ve'im ata omer, that omer ba min achitin. Right, so we've got chovato min achitin, chovato min asorin. Ve'tzibur shemevin chovato min achitin. Right, if we know that, the korbanot of the tzibur that come from chitin, we must also have mevi chovato min asorin. In other words, if yechidin bring from seir and from flour and from wheat and barley, then it makes sense that tzibur also brings from wheat and barley. And the regular korban are from wheat. Therefore, we must have a korban chova from sorin. And what is that? Look at Rashi there. Mevin chovatan minasorin. Right? Omer. Now, imata omer, that omer ba minachitin. You're going to tell me that the omer comes from flour. So, lo matzinu tzibur, shemichot omer. We haven't got an example of the tzibur that comes from barley. Because all the other korbanot tzibur are from wheat. So it must be from that. Now, davar acher. Let's just, you know what? I'm going to ask you, we'll stop over here. We'll carry on from davar acher tomorrow.